New York City teacher Juhung Harold Lee loved teaching third grade last year, but during the budget showdown, when Mayor Bloomberg threatened to lay off thousands of teachers, he considered going to law school as a backup. WNYC's Beth Fertig visited Lee in June when he was waiting to hear if he'd lose his job. As she now reports in this follow-up, Lee is preparing to go back to school, but as a teacher, not a student.
The halls at PS 124 in Chinatown are quiet now and smell like orange air freshener. Summer school is over, and Principal Alice Hom is showing Juhung Harold Lee the classroom he'll be using this fall.
It's a little bigger.
Because they're bigger kids.
Lee taught third grade last year, but he'll now be teaching fifth graders. Desks and chairs are stacked against the wall, and there are four desktop computers. It's hard to imagine 31 students in here, but Lee says he'll make it work.
We're not going to have a carpet, so there'll be an area to sit, but it'll just be floor. And then some kids will have to sit at their desks when we're doing a lesson down there. And then
despite budget cuts that are making her classes bigger, Principal Hom says she's relieved she didn't have to lay off three teachers, including Lee.
He is definitely someone who is a learner, and he has a lot of great technology wizardry that we can definitely use. And I think, you know, he's also a good male figure for a lot of our male students, and that's important as well.
When Lee learned at the end of June that there wouldn't be any layoffs, he had already been accepted to law school at the University of California at Berkeley. He'd put a down payment on an apartment rental and started to pack, but he wasn't really ready to leave.
I don't love a lot of things about my job, but I love what I do, and I love working with kids. It's something that a lot of people still wish that they had the opportunity to do. And I'm very fortunate to have that opportunity when teachers are being laid off across the country, when teachers are being excessed here in the city, when a lot of teachers are kind of being very gently or not so gently nudged out of the door.
Lee gets fired up when he talks about the environment facing teachers, especially the heavy focus on standardized tests.
You know, I'm not necessarily opposed to holding teachers accountable for what happens in the classroom, but I know just as well as anybody else that you can't measure that over 4 days at the end of the year.
Lee got his master's degree at Teachers College at Columbia after graduating from Brown University. In his 3 years in the city schools, he bounced from Queens to Chinatown because of budget cuts. The 26-year-old says he then applied to law school because he worried about more cutbacks. But his goal wasn't to leave education and work for a law firm. He thought the law degree would help him join policymakers whose decisions he often questions.
I don't want to be told what to do when I know it's bad for kids. And I want to be part of the process, of a more collaborative process by which schools can be governed.
Lee says his Korean-American parents had hoped he would go to law school, but they now fully support his decision. And he's excited to get back to his students.
They did okay.
Yeah.
They did okay.
Mostly threes.
Yeah, a lot of threes.
As he and his principal look over the test scores for the third graders he taught last year, he's pleased to see most passed their math and reading exams. But two failed and went to summer school.
It's the kids that don't pass that you feel really bad about, but the kids who do really well, that's not what I'm hanging my hat on. There's a lot more throughout the year to be proud of than that.
Lee doesn't know if he'll stay on past next year. He's deferred his acceptance to law school. He worries the city will go through another round of budget cuts. And while his principal wanted to give him tenure, she says she wasn't allowed. So Lee says he's keeping his options open about how to best make a difference for children.
And if that is to continue to be a teacher, then that makes sense to me. If it's to try and be, you know, an AP or a principal, then that makes sense to me. But if I feel like I can be more effective and be the best advocate for children by going and pursuing another degree and trying to affect change on another level, then I'm going to do that.
Right now, Lee has 31 fifth graders who are counting on him to make a difference this September. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
And you can help WNYC cover education in the region. Share your stories, ideas, and observations. Join our Public Insight Network, which connects people to the process of finding and broadcasting the news in their own communities. Just go to wnyc.org/series/PIN.